What's up, you guys? Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. I sound crazy because I'm laying in a bed and I can't go to sleep. So I decided to let me record something. I just made 31 last Friday. So I'm happy about that. That's 31 rotations around the moon, you know. My 30th year, it kind of flew by quick. I learned a lot about self-control, just getting better, you know, and it's a journey. You're not going to learn everything year by year. You might not never learn everything you want to know, but it's a process. It's a journey. I want to thank everybody for the birthday shout outs. That was so necessary. I loved it. It makes me feel, made me feel like 10 times better. Made me feel blessed. Because I don't know if I'm the only one, like, on my birthdays or when it's near my birthdays, I get very, very depressed. I don't know why, though. Like, I don't know if because I know I'm turning another year and maybe I'm not where I want to be at in life. Maybe I feel like I should be doing more. Maybe I'm telling myself all the answers right now. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I feel like 31, man. I'm thinking, like, damn, I should have had some kids. I'm thinking, man, I should have had, like, a six-year-old right now. That would have been so fun. That would be so fun. But either, like, it is what it is, like. I understand how I think it should be, but I know it's how it's supposed to be. You know, I won't go against the universe and God and everything that's aligned. You know, it's where I'm supposed to be. I won't rush anything. When it comes, it comes. But on my birthday, and I have nothing to be depressed about, but on my birthdays, I get kind of down for some odd reason. I don't know why. It's the craziest shit ever. And thank you to my day. My mom made it great. My brother, all my whole family, my cousins, everybody made it great. I thank God for being able to be 31, you know. It's so much more I want to learn and so much knowledge and energy I want to give out, you know. You know, and y'all know I like that. Anybody who know me personally, know I like to fucking play. That's all I want to do is laugh and joke. And I have a real bad thing about, like, I keep up with who tells me happy birthday. It's real big with me. Maybe because I'm a Cancer and I'm so clingy and everything is so emotional and I'm so tied to shit personally. Shit that don't even really make sense to other motherfuckers. Motherfuckers be like, why are you even thinking about that? Who the fuck cares? I care, motherfucker. Like, I need all my day ones, my family members. That's period, bruh. You have to show me love that day. You have to. And I was talking to my homegirl the other day. She's like, yo, why do you keep up with? Yes, motherfucker, I keep up. I take a mental photo of my text, whoever. I don't forget shit. And that's like a catch-22 because I remember every fucking thing. Niggas don't tell me happy birthday, bro. I'm telling you, it's up there and it's fucking stuck there, bro. I'm not sparing these hoes no more, dog. Like, for real. Nah, but for the people who did tell me happy birthday, thank you. Because I appreciate that. Because I'm not going to be even on some fake shit like, I don't care. I care. That shit matters to me. If nothing else matters to my crazy ass, that shit matters. Because that means you took a little bit of time out your day. And you thought, you didn't think it was robbery to, like, let me tell this nigga happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? That was two fucking words, bruh. Jesus Christ. And what else I want to talk to y'all about? Let me think. I want to talk to y'all about some stuff we be talking about at work. But I really be forgetting, man. Like, for real. And I should stop saying I say that shit a lot. I want to talk about I don't know. I might just come back and record later because I really don't have nothing to talk about. And I just want you guys to go out and spread positivity and go get what you want. Like, go get what you want. This is something I tell myself. Like, it's so much. I want to, like, be a, God damn it. I'm getting old. I want my podcast to get, I want it to be streamed on every podcast platform everywhere. Like, and I really want that, but I understand I'm lazy and I don't want to, I have to put in that work. I have to put in that time. I have to be dedicated to it. So you guys just join me and like whatever your dreams are, man, just manifest it and eat right. That way that can clear up your third eye, eat your greens. Eat your greens, eat better, make sure your chakras are aligned and everything that's supposed to come to you will come to you. So that's just where I'm at right now. I'm just ready. Just be ready. I'm telling you that so when it comes, you can be ready. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to come before you're ready. So do what you got to do. Get yourself aligned and get ready to receive your blessings. And all that, you know, because we out here, we need to build generational wealth. Like, I don't want my kids to be born into debt, you know, like most of us were. Like, these ain't taught us about credit. Like, these ain't taught us about credit and how, you know, we need to invest in different things or whatever. So I'm teaching myself things that, because I know even when they go to school, school's not going to teach that. So, you know. Just learn more, eat better, and just be able to receive whatever the universe is about to dump at your doors, you know? Because it's so pivotal. We just got to be ready for whenever it comes. Because people, I was talking to my coworker about this shit the other day. Like clarity is crazy how what you eat affects how you feel and how you think. When I'm out here eating crazy like I'm eating now, I'm eating my pizzas because I love pizzas, motherfucker. I love pizzas. I like to eat the crust of that bitch first. Fuck it. That's how you know I love that shit. I like to eat, I eat that bitch backwards. But for real, like if I'm eating pizza, wings, all kind of crazy shit, my emotions are all over the place. I have cloudy fucking judgment. I'm fucked up. I don't have enough energy. I don't feel strong. But if I'm eating right, I can think better for some of my reasons. I can make sound decisions. It's just, you know, I done been in both places. So I know, I feel the difference. I know what it is. So just do that. Like, man, just get better. We don't have to always eat how we came up eating, you know? And I don't know if our parents knew everything about health too. They just know, like, nigga, this nigga crying for fries and shit, let me give this nigga this. But we can turn that around and we can feed our kids better and we can just, you know, we got to get it right for the next generation. I'm sorry I'm not more prepared for y'all, but I just want to put something out there. And I hope you guys enjoy your Saturday. I have to work later at 4 o'clock, but It's cool. We're going to get this money. We're going to get this money, man. And I love y'all. And I'm out. I'm about to get some rest. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.